We're in that festive holiday mood here on The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Last year, the U.S. Postal Service teamed up with Amazon to deliver packages on Sundays. Now, some postal workers say they're overworked and understaffed, especially now during the holiday season. Joanne Pyle is president of Branch 79 of the National Association of Letter Carriers, based here in Seattle. It's the union that represents postal workers. Pyle told me the Amazon USPS Sunday delivery partnership has meant a big increase in deliveries.
In general, it is the heaviest Christmas season that I can remember, and I think that the city carrier assistants are working 12, sometimes 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, as many as 21 days in a row. A lot of the regular career carriers are even working, 12 hours a day, but they're not working quite as many hours as the CCAs are.
Do you have enough staff?
No.
Why not?
Well, I think that there are two reasons. One reason is because I don't think they started to hire the carriers soon enough in advance to get them trained and ready to go on board. The Postal Service may not have had an idea how much volume this was going to be, but I think they were behind the ball on hiring, and then because of these hours and how much pressure they're on these people, we're having a hard time retaining those employees. So they come on board, they get trained, they get frustrated, they quit, and we start all over again.
What other problems has the increase in business at the Postal Service created?
We don't really have enough vehicles in the Postal Service at this point to contend with all of the packages. We've had to hire or to rent some U-Haul vans in many stations in order to get the parcels delivered. So that's created a problem. The fact that we have so much work, I think we're not spending enough time helping our new employees learn the job, which is a problem, because in addition to, caring about our employees, we also care about our customers and we want the mail delivered properly.
I'm talking with Joanne Pyle. She's president of Branch 79 of the National Association of Letter Carriers here in Seattle. And the union workers she represents are super busy right now delivering packages in time for Christmas. Well, you sort of mentioned Amazon, Joanne Pyle, but specifically, what role does Amazon play in all of this?
From my point of view, the only specific I really know is just that we have this increase in business because of the Amazon parcels. And we, of course, want the business. We want more parcels. So that part's okay, but it's just that we are getting just this huge volume because Amazon business is going through the roof, and that means our business is going through the roof.
What else do you think you need to keep up with this kind of volume that's, as you say, is a good thing?
Well, I think we need maybe a better plan on how we hire employees, how we train employees. I think there's a deficit in our training and in our mentoring and helping these new employees learn the job and then to retain those employees so they become the letter carriers of the future.
Joanne Pyle is president of Branch 79 of the National Association of Letter Carriers here in Seattle. We asked the U.S. Postal Service to respond to complaints about workload, and they sent us this statement, which reads in part, "We have an obligation to meet the expectations of our customers and get their packages delivered in a timely manner. We have been hiring non-career employees to help with this increased volume of parcels. Our carriers understand that they can raise any work-related issues they may have with management in their work unit." And by the way, you've just got about 2.5 shopping days till Christmas.